As the magazine's chief political writer, she has written more than 75 cover stories, including 10 on the 1996 presidential race. She first came to Time in 1985. In 1988, she became a feature writer whose award-winning stories include The Right to Die, The Columbine Massacre. I have to say, if you have never read that, find a way to read it. It's a masterpiece. Violence in America, and many others. And in 1998, she wrote most of Time's stories on Ken Starr's investigation of President Clinton. In 1993, she was named the Ferris Professor at Princeton University, where she taught an advanced writing seminar on politics and the press. She's a native New Yorker. She graduated in 1982 from Yale, summa cum laude, Phi Beta Kappa, with honors in history. And in 1984, she earned a degree in politics and philosophy from Oxford University, where she studied as a Marshall Scholar. But of greater interest to all of us is that Nancy is a lifetime Chautauquan. She has spent all or part of every summer of her life here at Chautauqua, and she has set that example for her two daughters. She has set that example for her two daughters, who I think are here with their dad down here. Welcome, gals. She's waving back at me. That'll go. Nancy's mother, Janet, is a psychoanalyst in private practice, and she first came to Chautauqua as a piano student, and she made her concert debut with the Chautauqua Symphony Orchestra. Her father, Howard Gibbs, served for many years as a trustee and chairman of the board. And for good or bad, he was the chairman when I was hired to come on board 16 years ago. Her brother, Christopher, is a professor at the State